who has the maintenance of all three lighthouses in his trust. The artist has made no connection between the man and his work, the way, for example, in English paintings of the 18th century, a keeper or stable boy handles or regards his dogs or horses. No. The man is a visitor to the coast, an idle and impatient resident of a large city near the lighthouses. He has often come out on Sundays to this headland to consider the sea and the shipping, the forces of tide and strong winds, the departure of ships, the gift and pledge of the horizon have acted upon him. Today he left forever his apartment. High ceilings, high blue mirrors that overlooked a square and an ornate fountain where water gushes from the astonished mouths of stone dolphins with the sound of adoration. His trunks are labeled and a taxi is waiting. He will sail upon the last tide. He knows he has wasted his life, flattered and shielded by women. His easy talents shedding light, like the lighthouses, on that which was already illuminated. Calling upon the coast for the last time, he faces the city and tips his hat in a salute of farewell. But this morning, he stood at the foot of my bed in the place of drowned men, hat in his hands. I saw him for a moment in the unendurable revelation of full face. He was older than I expected, worn down, too, and full of regret. "What right do you have," he said bitterly, "to put yourself in my place?"
Go away from my window, leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
On 92.3 K-Rock, on the night of the 13th of August, 1967, Bob Dylan, "It Ain't Me, Babe." This is Jonathan Schwartz.
All the ragman draws circles up and down the block. I'd ask him what the matter was, but I know that he don't talk. And the ladies treat me kindly, and they furnish me with tea. But deep inside my heart, I know I can't escape. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
On 92.3 K-Rock, on this Thursday evening, the 13th of August, 1967, Bob Dylan, "Stuck Inside a Mobile with a Memphis Blues Again." I love double record sets, and obviously we all know that this is one of them. Blonde on blonde. This, it, what it does is to perpetuate and encourage the theater of long-playing albums. You must remember, they're not very old, these long-playing albums. They just started about 15 years ago. In the event you were too young. But really, in the early 50s. And they were very slow, and so the first were very tentative. Just four songs on a side, 10-inch albums. They were small. I'm sure that somewhere in your house, your parents or somebody has a whole handful of these things, those 10-inch albums. And eventually the albums themselves made their debut onto the American and eventually international stage, the 12-inch albums. And through the late 50s, and of course in the 60s, we all know what happened to albums. They could be used, as I was talking earlier, as novels, really. And as pieces of theater, plays, with the beginning of Act One, the end of Act Two. Then maybe if it's a three-act play or in an O'Neill of some kind, the beginning of Act 12. And Blonde on Blonde is a marvelous example of how to program an album. Sergeant Pepper, that we just got 2 months ago. Well, you know, early June, June 1st, June 2nd, is a classic example of an album that's programmed, that's sequenced brilliantly. It's not just a collection of songs. Everything works together. There was a great deal of thought that went into the programming of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And that will forever, along with what Dylan has been able to accomplish and some others, have an influence and a bearing on how creative albums affect us, because it's the programming and the theatrics as well as the artwork that have a lot to do with it, in addition, of course, to what we fix on in the music. It just seems to me, you know, and this is probably very far-fetched, but someday somebody's going to invent some form of technology that eliminates that. You know, side one and side two. Oh, sure, the sound will be great, but there'll be no sides. Some kind of little square or triangle that you put into some machine, you'll be able to hear the sound, but there won't be an act two or an end of act one. They'll just be the songs, sequenced to be sure, but the theater of it will be removed on behalf of the technology, and I'm sure that they will whittle away at the size, so it'll be down to the size of a cigarette pack. And so that what that will do will be to really to almost eliminate any artwork. Think of the cover, for example, of Sergeant Pepper that we've been staring at just now for 3 months or 2 months, and we'll be staring at for the rest of our lives. Let's say that this technology, which is hypothetical and probably not for, you know, dozens and dozens of years, if not well into the next century, but that artwork would be so defined by its smallness, and it would be whittled down so that there'd be really no point in making such a cover, in putting in the effort, which eliminates a most important aspect of what albums are all about. Again, you know, I may be worrying in vain. It may be a silly thought. But it's a thought.
We'll be back with more great Summer of Love music in stereo on FM 92.3 K-Rock Radio.
Saturday night, August 15th, is this year's date for the 16th annual U.S. Diesel Truckin' Nationals. The day starts with a giant truck show all day long with all the big rigs, Mats, Peterbilts, Kenworths. They'll all be there racing and showing their stuff. Then at 7 o'clock, the Motorsport Spectacular starts with monster trucks, including Rambo, UFO, the Black Stallion, Liquidator, Timo Sabe, and more, racing and crushing down a quarter mile. Plus, Les Shockley's triple jet-powered Peterbilt will blow you away. Plus, wheelie cars, jet funny cars and dragsters, and a human torch will attempt a flaming motorcycle stunt you just got. A scene to believe. That's Saturday night, August 15th. Then, Harley fans, Sunday, August 16th is your day. It's the Summer Harley-Davidson Festival. Hundreds of Harleys, from twin-engine top fuelers to low riders. 500 Harleys plus vendors at a Harley swap meet. August 16th, all at Raceway Park near Englishtown, New Jersey.
Drag racing fans, Raceway Park is open every Wednesday for time trials or to make grudge runs against your buddy. Test your ride down the Raceway Park quarter mile now, and you only have to be 17 to race a streetcar in New Jersey. All you need is a helmet and a seatbelt, and you're ready.
So many beers on the shelf. Less filling, you ask for Miller Lite. It's everything you want a beer to be. Now if you ever lose your way, it's always easy to get back. Look for a sign and you will find just exactly where it's at. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Miller Lite, it's in the best.
At Bennigan's, we always bring more to the table than a great meal. And now we're bringing you more for a lot less with Bennigan's Double Up Deal. For just $18, a complete dinner for two. We've loaded up the Double Up Deal with your all-time Bennigan's favorites. First, the two of you will split a tasty fried cheese appetizer. No cheating now, there's plenty for two. Next, pick a pair of tempting meals from a choice of six, like chicken teriyaki, manicotti, our seafood platter, or chicken fried steak. Then share our decadent brownie bottom pie, only half the calories. Bennigan's Double Up Deal, our way of bringing more to the table for a lot less. So come see us soon. Just don't come alone, because there's big savings on dinner for two with a Double Up Deal. Only $18, only at Bennigan's. Tax not included. Offer ends September 5th.
Toon Baby. Yeah. U2 Zoo TV Tour returns for a second and final New York night. Sunday, August 30th at Yankee Stadium, the final night with U2. TV, where rock and roll, high tech, and trash collide. By overwhelming demand, a second night at Yankee Stadium. Sunday, August 30th, special guest Primus and Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopercy. Tickets on sale this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Roseland Box Office, Ticketmaster and Ticketmaster Phone Charge. Produced by James L. Niederlander and Ron Telsner Enterprises. What's next? U2. The final night at Yankee Stadium.
Jonathan Schwartz, 92.3 K-Rock on this 13th of August, 1967. Here's a fairly new song that I find ambidextrous, and I can prove it. It was written by a fellow named Tim Hardin. Let Hardin sing it, and then let's hear it from a woman's standpoint. And I have chosen Joan Baez as that woman, with little or no choice. But here's what I mean by ambidextrous. First, the composer, the author, and the singer, Tim Hardin, and then Baez's response from her point of view.
If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
And I were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were your trade, would you still find me carrying the pots you made, following behind me? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
K-Rock. Jonathan Schwartz on this August 13th, 1967. So many years will pass. What will we point to in this explosive, furious, humid summer of 1967? Clearly, the release of Sgt. Pepper a couple of months ago. Clearly, The Doors. And Light My Fire. It's so interesting. Elektra Records has been fumbling along with Judy Collins carrying the ship, steering the boat, a little folk record company until this summer. And suddenly a cacophonous, tough rock group signs on with Elektra Records. Jack Holzman is the name of the guy, I think, who runs Elektra Records. And Light My Fire explodes all over Elektra Records and this particular summer. So I think that as we all move through time, we'll look back at this summer and we'll stare into the face of Sgt. Pepper and The Doors and, oh, wait a minute. I think it's entirely possible that just a few notes of music from one other recording will absolutely call every aspect of the summer to our minds. Just an immediate, I mean, just like that, the whole summer will march through our door and stand before us, in addition to Sgt. Pepper, in addition to Light My Fire. Just the first few notes, just that alone. Just that. And we'll know of 1967.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. Drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
K-Rock on this hot Thursday night in August of 1967. That's certainly one of the recordings we'll look back on, at least I would think so. Just the mystery of it, what was going off the bridge. Some of the biggest successes of the 1960s have involved mysteries. There's one in particular, the Antonioni film La Ventura. What happened to Anna? She just disappears from the movie. The actress, I think her name was Lee Massari. You remember Monica Vitti? Just a wonderful film. This just struck me as terribly moving. The New Yorker critic Edith Oliver just got it so wrong. I mean, it was one of the... And you see, the trouble with the magazine is that they continue to run a little capsule, which is her own distorted vision of that movie, every week, week in and week out. It's a great classic Italian movie, La Ventura. Michelangelo Antonioni, which is now 7 years old. I've seen it a dozen times by now. But at the center of it is a mystery that turns into a new love affair. I'm sure if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. What happened to Anna? a mysterious disappearance. What's going over the bridge here? What's going into the depths of the river in this wonderful record of 1967? The mysteries of the 1960s, and we're only here in August of 67. Usually around 7:45, as well you know, you and I take a brief look at what baseball offers on this particular evening. And among other things, it offers a twi-nighter. The Pirates are in town. Law and Blass are going against Henley. And Tom Seaver, this young fellow, is terrific. He's 11-8 at the moment. And it's only mid-August. He has a chance at 15 or 16 victories with a losing team. And his control, he's a powerful guy, isn't he, this guy Seaver? There's a doubleheader that was played today. This afternoon, the Phillies swept Chicago. You know who pitched one of those games? A guy I very much admire, Ferguson Jenkins, who's now 15-10. He was 15-9. And in the American League, the Yankees are in Cleveland this evening. The Red Sox in California. Lonberg is going for his 17th victory on the 13th of August. If he stays healthy, there's a chance. The Senators are in Kansas City. The Orioles in Detroit. And that is our major league for today and for this evening. I'm Jonathan Schwartz here at 92.3 K-Rock on this 13th of August. There is a threat of severe thunderstorms tonight. I just thought you ought to know that. You know, it's been so treacherously humid all day and for the last 10 days, and I guess everything is coming to a head this evening, or might. So be warned by 92.3 K-Rock.
The sounds of the summer of love on 92.3 K-Rock. We'll be right back after this.
Hands up now, here's to you. Nobody does it quite like you do. You're always out there, never fear. You're the best, but you'll be. Nothing beats our best Budweiser, nothing beats a bug. Nothing beats our best, no.
Nothing beats an ice cold Budweiser with the pure natural taste and makes it the king of beers.
It's the season to save during the Christmas and August sale.
At the Bob Cicilli Auto Mall, Route 46, Little Falls, New Jersey.
1,600 vehicles have been repriced.
Marked down.
And deep discounted.
Toyota, Pontiac, Jeep, Mitsubishi, Suzuki, Subaru, and Hyundai.
No need to negotiate.
No pressure.
It's our gift to you.
Every vehicle is decorated with rock bottom prices.
Christmas prices slashed to 53% on new vehicles.
Prices slashed to 70% on used vehicles.
Do your holiday shopping early with 0% financing.
$4,000 minimum trade-in on special value inventory.
No money down.
Holiday discounts. 10 cents on the dollar.
Tis the season for Toyota, Pontiac, Jeep, Mitsubishi, Suzuki, Subaru, and Hyundai.
At the Bob Cicilli Auto Mall, Route 46, Little Falls, New Jersey.
Directions call 201-893-6717.
Save thousands during the Christmas in August sale.
20 minutes from New York, 4 miles west of Giants Stadium, 2 miles east of the Willowbrook Mall. And Iona's master's degree could lead you to a more rewarding, more meaningful career.
The truth is in the people at Iona.
At Iona's Graduate School of Arts and Science, you can earn a master's degree in the growth fields of the 90s. Choose from health administration, criminal justice, family counseling, English, Spanish, and more. 15 majors in all. And Iona's master's programs are an outstanding blend of practical experience and proven theory. Iona's New Rochelle campus is convenient to reach, and classes are held in the evening to fit your busy schedule. Come see for yourself at the open house Wednesday, August 19th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. For information, call 1-800-231-IONA. Again, that's 1-800-231-IONA.
The truth is in the people at Iona.
For
open house and registration information, call 1-800-231-IONA and ask for the Graduate School of Arts and Science.
Big pieces, little pieces, masterpieces, Reese's pieces, head pieces, neck pieces, hair pieces, Reese's pieces, eye pieces, nose pieces,
mouth pieces,
Reese's pieces,
three pieces, two pieces, one piece.
Pieces, time pieces, centerpieces, mantle pieces, Reese's pieces, chess pieces, gold pieces, silver pieces, Reese's pieces.
The famous flavor of Reese's peanut butter in a fun candy shell.
You'll love them to pieces.
Summer of love.
Here's wishing you peace, brothers and sisters. In 1967 on 92.3 K-Rock and the Summer of Love.
K-Rock. This is Jonathan Schwartz. August the 13th, 1967. This hot summer. I wish you a stable evening. John Zacherly is next, and I'll see you soon. I'm Jonathan Schwartz. Good night.